I mean, now basically it's just the same. You know, they just use different terminology and different ways of playing. You know, they scheme. You just got to get in and fit in and just stride it on up.
What do you like about this year's group in the secondary? Off the field, on the field?
We bonding more off the field. We hanging out more. Everybody getting to learn everybody. And we just, you know, competing and picking each other up, you know, whether it's a good day, bad day. And I just feel like it's a family atmosphere.
Janoris, how has it impacted for you differently without having DRC? You're so used to kind of having his presence.
Right.
How y'all shift around there, nickel, whatever you're doing. So how was that different
now
with the way it is?
Oh, man, it's different. DRC was the old guy. You know, he's been around here longer, and he understood, you know, the scheme and what they expected in New York. And with him going, it's just, now I'm the older guy. So now I got to step in and fill his spot and just, you know, push the guys and show them how to practice and play hard and just continue to do what I do.
Are you instigating the bonding part? Are you pushing that? Or?
It's not about pushing it. It's just something that should come natural. You got to understand it's football, and we're going to be around each other more in football season than we would be outside of football. So just bonding off the field and on the field, I just feel it a tight chemistry.
Does that translate? I mean, if you're closer and better friends off the field, does it translate to more success on?
Of course. It make everybody want to play even harder. You know, they already playing hard or we already playing hard, but just knowing that, you know, we bunt on and off the field, it make you even want to play harder.
What has made it a tighter group since last year?
Just communication, man. Just nobody getting mad at each other. Nobody, you know, calling people out about a play or a bad rep in practice. And then everything is just all critiquing and, you know, maximizing their potential.
One of the things that looks obvious is when you watch Eli Apple, it looks like a new Eli Apple this year. Do you see a change?
Of course. You know, he's been here a while. You know, I keep telling him he could be just as good as he want to be, if not great. You just got to put the work in and just compete. And if you compete on a daily level as if it's a game, everything will be fine come Sunday.
You think last year was a wake-up call for him?
No, he just hit some stumbles. And, you know, that's not as usual for a young guy. You know, but for Eli, just I like to see how he responds. I don't care what he did, how he used to act. That's over with. I just want to see how he's going to respond. And with me coming in, telling him he could be good, if not great, just that's just motivating.
Because, you know, the real test is how he responds if the criticism starts to come during the regular season, the people on the social media,
right,
and if, you know, people, you know, talking about it, whatever. So how do you anticipate, based on how you've seen him right now, how he'll handle any adversity in the season?
To be honest, I don't think he'll feed into it, not this year, because I think he matured as a young guy, and he understands that it's going to be people that out there that love you, and it's going to be people that hate you. And no matter if you play good or bad, it's still going to be the same.
Like there's a lot of guys back there feeling the chip on their shoulder coming into the year.
Of course. Big Chip. You know, we had a down season last year, and I just feel like defensive-wise, we got to pick it up more.
How about you?
What do you want to get better at?
Just, you know, finishing plays, staying more focused into the game, and just leading the right way on and off the field.
2 years ago, this was one of the best defenses in the league at the end of the season. Still a lot of the same players here. Do you think it's a realistic goal to get back to that level this season?
It's a realistic goal, but right now we just focus on getting better one day at a time. You know, when the season comes, we're going to see how that rolls. But as of now, I feel like we're getting better each and every day.
Is there any concern about when you switch, you know, schemes like that, or just how you're, you know, coming out of offense as to whether you're able to maximize the type of personnel that you have, whether it's 4-3 versus 3-4, or how a different defensive coordinator deploys you?
Well, I was always told football is football. And for that, it's just, like I said, everybody got the same defense, but everybody just use different terminology. So once you pick up on the terminology, it's basically the same defense, but you just got to use their language.
Are you really going for 8 picks and 4 pick sixes?
Big time, yeah. Yeah.
Wait, how much was that?
8 picks, 4 pick sixes.
Yeah.
That one you made last week in the end zone back here, is that like a play that can help you say, oh, I'm healthy, I'm the old?
That's just a play showing that I'm coming out here competing every day. Like I told y'all since I got here, I'm going to be the same when I come here, and I'm going to be the same leaving. I'm going to always play hard, play fast, and play to the best of my ability.
Jack, you talk about, you need to focus more this year. You, this
part of your game.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel that was an issue last year with the secondary that maybe some guys won't focus in for the 60 minutes?
I wouldn't say, like, we wasn't really focused. It's just some plays we just, you know, we didn't play to our full potential. And, you know, learning from last year and coming to this year, we understand that, like, every play counts. And no matter if defensive line or the linebackers make a mistake, we gotta pick up the slack, because at the end of the day, we the last line of defense. And as a secondary, we got to come, got to fill the gaps, cover your guys, and play good defense.